Welcome back to our Nach Yomi series on Sefer Yirmiyahu. In today's show, we're studying Perek Mem Hei, Chapter 45. Chapter 45 is very short. However, it raises a lot of questions. So first, we're going to read the Perek and then discuss its problems. Pasuk Aleph. Hadavar asher diber Yirmiyahu hanavi al Baruch ben Neriah. This is what Yirmiyahu, the prophet, told Baruch ben Neriah. Back in Chapter 36, it was Baruch ben Neriah who was commanded by Yirmiyahu to write down the Megillat Sefer that Baruch was commanded to read on a fast day in the Beit HaMikdash in front of the entire nation. And when he was reading that, he was arrested and the book was confiscated. And later, that Megillat Sefer was ripped up by the king in protest of what was inside. It's that event that this parak is referring to. Let's continue now in Pasuk Aleph. B'kotvo et ha'dvarim me'elah sefer mipi Yirmiyahu. This was the word of Yirmiyahu to Baruch when he was writing the words of God on the Megillat Sefer from the mouth of Yirmiyahu. And all this took place in the fourth year of Yehoiakim, the son of Yosheo, the king of Yehuda. We're talking about 18 years before the Korban. In other words, we're going to get a quote of what God told Yirmiyahu to tell Baruch ben Neriah during the time when he was writing down the Megillat Sefer that he was supposed to read in public in the Beit HaMikdash, 18 years before the Korban, in the fourth year of Yehoiakim. Let's see what God is telling him. Pasuk Bet. Kol Amar Adonai Elohei Yisrael, this is the word of God, the God of Israel, Alecha Baruch, about you Baruch. Listen what God has to tell Baruch. Amarta Oinali, you Baruch had said, woe is to me, Ki Asaf Adonai Yagon Amachovi, because God has added grief to my pain. Yagati Ba'anchati, I'm tired out from my moaning, I'm crying and moaning so hard, I'm tired from it already, Umnucha Lo Matzati, and I have not been able to find rest. So that is what Baruch said. And in response to that complaint by Baruch, who's complaining about his plight, Kol Tomar Elav, God tells Yirmiyahu, respond in the following way in my name to Baruch. Kol Amar Adonai, Hine Asher Baniti Ani Hores, that which I have built, I'm going to destroy. Vet Asher Natati Ani Notesh, that which I planted, I'm going to abandon. Vet Kol Haaretz Ahi, and this entire land, implying this entire land is going to be destroyed. You're asking for great things? Don't ask. I'm going to bring this evil upon all flesh, meaning upon all the people, God's saying. On the other hand, I will spare your life in all this. Any place where you go to, or I'll be sending you to, I will save you and protect you. Even though I'm destroying almost everything, you will be saved. So we have a very interesting conversation here between God and Baruch ben Neriah. We're not quite sure what Baruch is complaining about. We're not quite sure what exactly God's answer is to him, other than the fact that he'll be saved amidst a terrible destruction. So those are two big questions. And the biggest question is, what's this doing here in Perek Mem Hei, Sefer Yirmiyahu? And why are we going back 18 years? In Perek Mem Dalad, it was already after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It was after the remnant went down to Egypt, after Gedaliah ben Achikam was assassinated. Perek Mem Dalad looked like it could have been the end of the book. For all intents and purposes, the book is over in the end of chapter 44. So why now in Perek Mem Hei are we going back 18 years and talking about a conversation between God and Baruch ben Neriah in the fourth year of Yehoiakim? Let's look at this conversation. And first we're going to explain the way that most of the commentators explain that it's a personal complaint that Baruch ben Neriah is making, dealing with his desire to receive Nevuah. In Pasuk Gimel, when Baruch is complaining, Oina Liki Asaf Hashem Yagona Machovi, he's adding grief to my pain and he's so worried, Umunecho Lamatzati, I find no rest. Chazal understand that that Menucha is referring to Ruach Nevuah, like in Parshat Balotcha and Perek Yud Aleph, Vayana Chalem Ruach, those 70 people who received Nevuah, we have the idea of Menucha, that Ruach Hashem rests on someone. So they understand that Baruch is complaining about his plight, that he's trying to become a Nevi and he's not able to receive Nevuah. And they explain beautifully that Baruch complained, Yeshua was a Talmid of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he received Nevuah. Elisha was a student of Eliyahu, and he received Nevuah. And Baruch says, I'm a student of Yirmiyahu, how come I don't get Nevuah? And God answers, not every generation is worthy for certain people to get Nevuah. And if I needed you as a Nevi, maybe I would give you Nevuah. But this generation, which is about to be destroyed, they don't need any more Nevi'im, they're going into exile. Yirmiyahu was enough. This approach is also supported from the last pasuk, from pasuk hey, where God tells him, "Ata tavakesh chagdolot," you are asking for great things. Ata tavakesh, don't ask. And these great things is this desire to become a Navi. And then he explains, why can't you become a Navi? Because I'm destroying everything, and there's no need for Navim anymore. If you want to see the detail of this, simply follow Rashi and Radak on this Psukim. There's another direction brought down in the Dat Mikra, that it could be that Baruch is complaining not about his personal plight, but about the plight of Am Yisrael. And he's worried about this terrible destruction that's happening. But then the question is, what's this Gdolot, and why is this being written over here? I like to try to support that direction by taking into consideration what's happening in the fourth year of Yehoyakim, and why that is such a critical year in the book of Yirmiyahu. Before we continue, though, I think it's important to mention an important archaeological find in Ir David, in the city of David, where they found many bule, which are seals of important officials that were in Yerushalayim before the Korban. And because of the nature of the destruction of Yerushalayim at the end of the first temple period, certain houses where there were a lot of official seals collapsed in a certain way, where all the seals were saved and preserved in a rather excellent manner. And one of the seals they found said on it, Brachayu ben Neriyahu HaSofer, which almost all the archaeologists concluded this must be Baruch ben Neriyah, the Sofer from Sefer Yirmiyahu. It's the right time period, it's the right setting, and it's an amazing find. Recall as well from our earlier shiurim on Sefer Yirmiyahu, when we talked about the feeling of what we called Reshit Simchat Golotenu, this was the beginning of a messianic time period when Ashur had fallen, Nineveh, the capital of Ashur, was defeated by the Babylonians. Many of the exiles who were sent out by Ashur are returning now to Yehuda and to the Shomron. Yehuda is growing, leaps and bounds. The economy is growing. They've returned to God. They're doing tshuva. They've made a new brit after they found the Sefer Torah. They made this tremendous Korban Pesach. And there's a feeling that the worst is over and redemption is around the corner. And this is already a messianic time period. That's the way Chazal understand when Yoshiel makes his decision to go to war against Paro Necho of Egypt on his way to Carchemish. Their Chazal asked, why was it that Yoshiel thought it was okay to go to war? They said Yoshiel saw the pasuk, v'cherev lo tavor bartzechem. It says in Parsha B'chukotai that sword will not go through your land. And therefore he thought it was okay to go and stop Paro Necho from marching through his land, through Megiddo. But when does that pasuk apply? In B'chukotai telechu. If you follow my laws and you keep my mitzvot, then God will make sure that no sword will pass through your land. But if Yoshiel thought it was okay to go to war against Paro Necho, his understanding was that Am Yisrael is following God's laws. They've done tshuva. And that was Yirmiyahu's complaint all along. You think you're doing tshuva. You think you've repented. Your ritual might be doing fine, but your day-to-day behavior is still lacking. And that was the discussion, which we saw over and over again in the early chapters of Sefer Yirmiyahu, about how their tshuva had to be more complete. But what's important from that time period is that there's an overall feeling we're building something new, the worst is over, and Israel is back on the map again. Along comes Yirmiyahu in the fourth year of Yehoyakim, after warning and warning like all the other Nevi'im had done beforehand, and all of a sudden throws the bombshell. But guess what? The Babylonians are coming in and taking over the Middle East. That was the news of the fourth year of Yehoyakim. We saw that in chapter 25. We saw that again in chapter 27. They wanted to kill him for it in chapter 26. And in chapter 36, in this Megillat Sefer, when we saw that Yehoyakim burnt this Megillat Sefer, the reason why he burnt it was because it said in that Megillat Sefer that the Babylonians are going to come and take over Yerushalayim and take over Yehuda. That was against all the predictions of all the political leaders. There was the big hope in Yehuda that Bavel could be defeated. With that background, we can appreciate what is it that Baruch's complaining about. Because what's Baruch saying? He's being told to write down this Megillat Sefer that includes not only the warning to repent and do better and improve your ways, but also the prediction that the Babylonians are going to come and wipe out Yehuda and Yerushalayim, unless the people do tshuva. Now, Baruch knows the people. He knows they're not going to accept Babylonian sovereignty. And therefore, he's complaining, Oy na li ki yasaf Hashem yagono machuvi, yegati banchati, nuchal lo matzati. He's given a job to write this down and read in public, something that no one wants to hear. He knows when he reads this in public, everyone's going to get angry. He knows he's going to be arrested. And he's complaining to God, how can you let this great messianic redemption time period, how can you let it fall apart? Baruch is writing down something he doesn't want to hear, he doesn't want to read. He does it anyhow, because he's commanded by Yirmiyahu, he's faithful to God and to Yirmiyahu. And Baruch can't understand how such a movement that's been so successful, those 20 years of Yoshiel after they repented and did tshuva, all the growth, and they're so much better now, and finally Ashur had fallen, how could God come now in such short time and put an end to everything? And therefore God answers them, go tell Baruch, Hinei asher baniti ani hores, et asher natati ani notesh, et kol haaretz ahi, God tells him, I am destroying it. That's my decision, and there's nothing that can be done about it, unless they do proper tshuva, And Baruch knows that's not going to happen. So Baruch is complaining about God's decision to bring in the Babylonians and bring this destruction. He can't understand how it can happen. And that's his lament. And God answers, Baruch was asking God, do something great, save us, protect us, help us, etc., like previous generation had asked for. And God says, don't ask, because I'm going to bring Ra'ah on this place. I'm going to save you, because you're loyal to me. But don't ask for great things for Am Yisrael now. God's made his decision, and unless they do total tshuva, he's not going to bring redemption. That's what gets Baruch so angry. And that's why it's important to record this conversation in Sefer Yirmiyahu. Now the question is, why is it in Perek Mem Hei? The simplest answer is, in the end of Perek Mem Daled, we saw how indeed Yirmiyahu and Baruch ben Neriah were saved, despite the destruction of Yerushalayim, despite the assassination of Gedaliah ben Achikam and the people who were with him, and despite the fact that the people with Yochanan ben Kerech accused Baruch ben Neriah of being a traitor. Despite all that, they went down to Egypt and they survived, and they came back afterwards. So as an epilogue to Perek Mem Daled, I could put Perek Mem Hei, because that's the background to why was it that Baruch was able to survive. Another reason, maybe, as we're going to see, Perek Mem Vav begins a new unit about the Nevuot of Yirmiyahu about the other nations. The first nation he's going to talk about will be Egypt, which makes sense because Am Yisrael just went down to Egypt and Yirmiyahu predicted that the Egyptians are going to fall to the Babylonians. But in that unit in Perek Mem Vav, even though it's all about Egypt, there's two distinct sections. The first section of the first 12 Psukim, which are not talking about Nebuchadnezzar destroying Egypt after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but rather, it talks about a Nevuah of Yirmiyahu about Egypt in the fourth year of Yehoyakim, about how the Egyptians are going to be defeated by the Babylonians in Carchemish. Because Perek Mem Vav is not only the fourth year of Yehoyakim, but it's also about Yirmiyahu's prediction that the Egyptians are going to be defeated by the Babylonians in Carchemish, and that will be the beginning of the Babylonian rise to power over the entire Middle East for the next 70 years. And since that was the main topic of the Megillat Sefer that got Yehoyakim so angry, therefore, there's a very logical connection between Perek Mem Hei and Perek Mem Vav. Now, Perek Mem Vav makes sense where it's located because it's the beginning of Megillah about the other nations. So if I want to summarize, Perek Mem Hei, even though at first glance appears to be totally out of place, there is a nice thematic connection both to Perek Mem Daled, also a very nice thematic connection to Perek Mem Vav, and it was chosen, even though it could have been back in Perek Lamed Vav, it was chosen here as a segue between the story of destruction of Yerushalayim and the beginning of Nevuot of the Amim, about the other nations, that begins in chapter 46 and goes through chapter 51. And this parak thematically connects these two chapters together and bridges these two sections of Sefer Yirmiyahu. So in tomorrow's show, we'll begin Perek Mem Vav and see this Nevuah about Egypt, both in the fourth year of Yehoyakim and also after the destruction of Yerushalayim.